Fix Insider, March 8. Written en route to Tokyo for a holiday, so no fix next week and we are back on the 22nd with a bumper edition. Merchant. In the middle of challenging numbers for CPG giant Reckitt, stock price tumbled by 13%, I noticed their e-commerce business grew by 9% and now accounts for 15% of overall business. In a great set of notes from the Canny event, the Reckitt presentation captures their ambition, worth looking at all the notes as most CPG firms share their thinking. Lot of digital focus. The FT report on the conference emphasized the commitment to ad spend that characterized many of the presentations. General Mills Chief Executive Jeff Harmening said the Cheerios maker's media spend was up high single digits through the first half of fiscal 24, while Mondelez's Dirk van de Put said the company's double-digit increase in advertising and consumer spend gave it a competitive advantage. U.S. chocolate group Hershey caused a stir when it brought basketball star Shaquille O'Neal onto the stage to announce a partnership for its gummy sweets. Chief Executive Michelle Buck said the company had increased its media spend to 7% of net sales, its highest ever, in 2024. The confectioner's advertising expenses rose by 5.8% in the fourth quarter of 2023 compared with a year earlier. Hershey raised prices 8.3% in the 12 months to December. The way to maximize delivery is to invest consistently in marketing, said James Edwards Jones at RBC Capital Markets. The premium on companies that are doing that is only going to expand over the next couple of years. This Lee post supports my theory that fast last mile will need an ad format to really prosper. In the latest Delivery Hero results, ads were important. Ads contributed 2% of GMV in the last quarter and are on track to surpass 1 billion euros annually, with a 70% EBITDA margin. Imagine ad formats that drive a sale that is fulfilled almost instantly, a case of beer delivered to your picnic on London Fields or a box of Magnums? Smart location targeting and dynamic creative make this very doable. The new numbers from Ocado hint at the identity crisis it faces. Their retail business has grown by 7% and their tech business grew by 44%, but from a much smaller base. Their squabbles with partner M&S continue, with the retailer withholding a multi-million pound payout due to missed performance targets. Should they focus on being a tech enabler, or can they leverage their learning, both historical and geographically wide, to build partners' business? The muted merger between top U.S. retailers Kroger and Albertson boosted the Ocado share price. They work with Kroger, so hope to grow through the expanded business. But now the FTC are challenging the deal. That sounds like bad news. I believe there is a huge opportunity for Ocado to white label a retail media solution for their partners and exploit their unrivaled footprint. But that window is closing. Too much time and energy is spent debating the balance between brand and performance. We all know that every interaction between a consumer and the business has an effect on both. As Warg point out, retail media is the perfect intersection of branding and performance. An interesting way to understand how organized a DTC business is, or actually most businesses, is to ask about lifetime value. Too often you get a back of the fag packet calculation that just so happens to make their cost of acquisition acceptable. Done properly, LTV is quite scientific, and this approach using Bayesian models is insightful. In one of my recent Your Superpower mails, I looked at how beauty brand Aesop, now owned by L'Oreal, used carefully chosen locations for exquisite stores to build the brand. The smart people at Why is this interesting? Look at the strategy and consider how menswear icon Paul Smith does something similar. There is lots to learn from luxury in this long podcast about Hermes, and their fanatical devotion to detail is good. And we looked at how luxury brands like Prada and Gucci are making the most of TikTok. With PDD expanding out of China, with the ongoing investment funding the growth of Temu, JD is keen to grow internationally and reduce their reliance on the Chinese domestic market. So buying Currys could be a smart move. Media brands. Cory Doctorow in the FT argues that enchidification is coming for absolutely everything. Hard to disagree. With dark patterns everywhere, it feels like you are fighting online platforms rather than using them. Why is that? Well, on the ad front, CEO says if you cannot show performance, you are dead. So we see ads everywhere again and again. And the idea of brand ads is almost extinct online. In a vitriolic piece called Software Has Eaten the Media, a commentator runs through the trials and tribulations of a number of online media properties, coming up with the term decadence. The Neat have a long piece lamenting the decline of news. Social media and its comments overwhelmed us, he said. We're flooded with information because everybody's a journalist. Everyone thinks they have the truth. Everyone certainly has an opinion. It's discouraging to see how it's gone. Reassuringly, their publisher Greg Sulzberger, the sixth member of his family to serve as publisher since the newspaper was purchased by Adolf Oakes in 1896, has some answers. What is happening is basically a separation between national media and local media. After a decade in which both basically fell at the same rate, you can just see that the decline of national media stalled, and then it started to creep back up. We are all still smaller than we were 20 years ago, but we all have been growing back up. The lesson is that if you continue to invest in that fundamental journalistic promise, the economies of scale basically will support national media in the US. I'm a devoted reader of the Digital News Report, and I think we're seeing that in other countries as well. The problem is that local media doesn't get to benefit from those economies of scale. So I think local is its own very discrete, very profound challenge. I also liked his thinking on GAFA. Tech platforms are powerful companies. They dominate the flow of traffic and engagement in the digital world. You need to be on them, and to find ways to partner with them, but your interests are not aligned. And smart brands like the FT are investing in new ideas through an expanded venture arm. And they note that despite existential crisis, new media startups keep coming. AI. Demis Hassabis, the head of Google's artificial intelligence division in a podcast discussing Google's latest AI models, the existential risks of artificial intelligence, his timelines for artificial general intelligence, and what he thinks the world will look like post-AG. Wired tell us AI worms are here and OpenAI say. They appear to have found a way to exploit prompt injection type vulnerabilities by relying on user input that hasn't been checked or filtered. A spokesperson for OpenAI says, adding that the company is working to make its systems more resilient and saying developers should use methods that ensure they are not working with harmful input. AdTech. As the promises of AdTech are found wanting, at least for some, we see more pushback on the idea of data-rich advertising. AdExchanger asks, were we wrong about the value of first-party data? Citing the short half-life of 1PD as well as the costs and complexity of using it. And a smart media practitioner suggests more data does not always mean more effective marketing. Both have a degree of truth, but I am convinced that, done right, it is better to use the data. Why would you treat customers as strangers when recognizing them is perfectly possible? The problem with programmatic is that it's mostly widely used for efficiency rather than effectiveness. And it turns out much of the efficiency is pointless. Business Insider have a really good piece on how the trade desk have bet the frame on universal ID as an alternative to cookies. AdTech's $40 billion juggernaut the trade desk is about to face its biggest test yet. The regularity push on GAFA continues with the EU fining Apple €1.8 billion, and that seems to be just the start, with the US and South Korea all active. And the EU up the ante with the Digital Markets Act, which comes into force this week. All this makes life a little easier for tech firms like Spotify, but is a .bat signal to governments around the world struggling with austerity, that the golden geese of GAFA may be more easily plucked this way than by taxation. Social. The Atlantic have an important piece, you're looking at TikTok all wrong. The TikTok of today is more like a cable TV giant or a streaming service crushed into an endlessly scrolling feed. They encourage longer form video and now horizontal ones too. The smart VAP is constantly being updated and our naming Newt makes more and more sense. New TV. The FT have the final word on the Vizio Walmart deal, for now at least. Walmart's weak M&A record invites skepticism. E-commerce sites Jet.com, ModCloth, Moosejaw and Bonobos, plus video on demand service Vudu, are past Walmart conquests that have since been sold off or wound down. But those deals were not total flops. Even if those brands never became an important part of its business, Walmart gained valuable know-how that helped jumpstart its e-commerce operations. More than 15% of its total sales, or $100 billion, came from online channels in its past fiscal year, compared with $10 billion a decade ago. Vizio could serve the same function as Walmart looks to build out its media and advertising platform to compete with Amazon. Colin Lewis points out some good reaction in the comments on the FT article. Comcast have a new service designed to better authenticate CTV ad campaigns. And a new study from Go Addressable and the CMM suggests smarter strategy for Newt. Do we need this level of complexity? Commenting on a Dave Morgan piece asking how can we counter black box trading, Nick Manning makes the point that the industry is sleepwalking into this. Plus plus. Digital advances deliver clearer picture of ad spending's results, Sir Martin writing in the Times. Why agencies are obsessed with pitching on process instead of talent, ad, age. Good podcast with Andrew Bosworth, or Boz, as most people know him, the chief technology officer at Meta and head of Reality Labs. In a booming influencer economy, creators seek standardization for payment terms, Digiday. Why musicians are doubling down on an unlikely venue to reach new listeners _Wall Street Journal.